Vande Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghana Tanvitam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So,
thank you.
Today we are celebrating Vyasa Puja. Vyasa Puja means worship of Veda Vyas, the literary incarnation of God. So the question is, why do we worship the spiritual master's appearance day as Vyasa Puja? The answer is that the knowledge is coming down from Veda Vyas. Because the spiritual master is a bona fide representative of Veda Vyas, therefore we worship his appearance day as Vyasa Puja. In other words, the spiritual master is worshipped as good as God. This may sound shocking. I remember the first time I was told that the spiritual master should be worshipped as good as God. I was told by His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. I was shocked how you could worship a human being as good as God. But Srila Prabhupada has nicely explained how this can be done. He explains the spiritual master may be perfect, he may not be perfect. But if he perfectly delivers the message coming from Krishna, that is perfect. So, because the spiritual master is performing that activity of bringing the message from Krishna, without any adulteration, without any subtraction or without any addition, therefore we worship him just as we worship God. Shakshadharitvena samasta shastrir uktastatha bhavyata eva sadbhi kintu praboya priya eva tasya vande guroshi charanaravindam. The spiritual master is to be worshipped as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is the most confidential servitor of the Lord. This is acknowledged in all revealed scriptures and is followed by all authorities. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, who is the bona fide representative of Sri Hari Krishna. The Guru Parampara system is a two-way system. The knowledge is coming down and the worship is going up. Krishna gives the knowledge to Brahmaji. Brahmaji gives it to Narad Muni. Narad Muni then gives it to Vyasadeva, who gives it to Madhvacharya. And then it comes down to Madhavendra Puri, to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Goswamis, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji. I am not naming everyone in the list, but I am giving an idea. It comes down to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, to His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Tridandi Go Swami Maharaj Prabhupada. And then we are distributing the same knowledge. So the knowledge is coming down and the worship is going up. I give all honor, respect and service to my spiritual master. Whatever I'm offering to my spiritual master, he does not take it as his own thing. But he offers it to his spiritual master. Who offers it to his spiritual master. So in this way it goes up, 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 all the way to Krishna. So it is not that the spiritual master is the government. He is simply the tax collector. He collects your bhakti on behalf of Krishna. So we pay our taxes to the spiritual master. We give him everything. We give him our life. We give him everything we have. Our intelligence. Our words. We engage everything in the service of our spiritual master. And he doesn't take anything for his sense gratification. Everything he offers in the service of his spiritual master. So this is perfect. This is a perfect arrangement of how we can approach God. Actually, God is not very easy to approach. He's a very big personality. He's not very easy to directly please God. Just like if there's some wealthy billionaire and you want to please him with a gift. How expensive of a gift would it require to please the multi-billionaire? Maybe $1 million gift would make him, would impress him a little bit. A private yacht. A jet airplane. If you just gave him an apple, it wouldn't impress him, you see.
įdodėjom paprasčiausiai obalį, jam nesuteiktų didelio įspūdžio.
It's a multi-billionaire. But what about the child of the multi-billionaire? You can give his child a piece of candy and the child will be very pleased. And when you please, when the child is pleased with you, then the father is automatically pleased with you. So the spiritual master, he is the child of God. Any simple, humble service you give to the spiritual master, he'll be very pleased with you. And then when he is pleased, then Krishna will be pleased. Prabhupada also gives the example of a dog. Spiritual master is the dog of God. So in this way, if we understand how to approach Krishna through the medium of the spiritual master, then our spiritual life will be a success. Do not try to directly approach God. That will not be successful. This is confirmed in the Adi Purana. Yei me bhakta jana parata, na me bhakta shchache jana, mad bhaktanam cha yei bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. Krishna tells Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he is not my devotee. But the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So this is the secret. If you want to be recognized by Krishna, simply become the devotee of Krishna's devotee. And then Krishna will recognize you. So this day, set aside once in the year, Vyasa Puja is a very, very special day when you can give loving service, you can give offering, you can give glorification to the spiritual master. And become immediately recognized by Krishna. So I would like to personally thank each and every one of you today for attending this auspicious function. May Krishna bless each and every one of you. So now let us begin with us. Let us continue with this auspicious Vyasa Puja celebration. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vyasa Puja celebration ki jai.
Shivan Sankarshan Dasadikari ki jai.